Well, welcome back, Monterey. You're listening to What's the Point on KRXA 540 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Sadowski from Optimal Health Acupuncture and Bodywork, where you get good medicine with great results. We have some deals going at the office right now. We have three new massage therapists, massages for KRXA listeners, 50-minute massages reduced down to $55. That's as good as you're going to get anywhere in the county, most likely, unless your neighbor is going to massage school or something like that. And we guarantee that you're going to really, really love the therapist that we got working there. Give us a call, 831-655-3208. Mention KRXA and you'll get the discounted rate on your massages. You can buy them as gift certificates or any way you want. Also, look for us on Facebook. We're going to start doing some Facebook advertising pretty soon. Sometime in the next week or so, we'll be running heavily discounted initial acupuncture treatments and massages on Facebook. So you're welcome to like us on Facebook. That's Optimal Health Acupuncture and Bodywork on Facebook. And also, you can go to our website and sign up for our e-newsletters. When we send out newsletters every 10 to 18 days, depending on the mood we're in or whether or not it's a full moon or something like that. And we send out some great recipes and ideas for you how to benefit from living a better life, and jokes and stories and all kinds of stuff. So look for us all over on the internet and give us a call. Come by and have a glass of tea and we'll answer any questions that you have. I have Oren Fry in studio with me, and I love doing live interviews when somebody actually comes into the studio. I'd say 9 out of 10 times it's somebody calling in over the phone, and I've got to deal with the phones as well as the internet and my board here. Having somebody in studio is great. I really appreciate you coming in today, Oren. We have a few more things to go over as far as the local catch, MontereyBay.org. I guess it's called CSF, right? And so you catch fish, people buy the fish. Some people are going to get this fish they never seen. What happens?
Right. So it's a big thing is education, right? So we try to give people as much information as we can about the fish that we're giving them. So what we do is our distribution is on Tuesdays. That's when our members come to pick up their shares. And on Mondays, we send out a weekly newsletter that has probably more information than most people want to know about what they're getting. It's probably overwhelming for some folks, but we basically tell them what they're going to get, and then we tell them who caught it. We tell them where it was caught, what port it was landed in, the name of the boat if we know that. We tell them what type of fishing gear was used to catch it, and when it was caught. And then we give them a lot of resources. So we'll give them kind of a link to the species, kind of more information on the species if they want to read up on that. We'll give them a link to a profile of the fisherman. And then we also provide a lot of recipes. So for a lot of folks, this is the first time they're cooking certain things at home. Maybe they've never made Dungeness crab at home, or they've never prepared abalone at home. So we want to support them with that. And oftentimes we'll also give them some videos. We've done a couple different kinds of videos that we share with our members. We have a YouTube channel. And so we've done a few cooking demonstrations where we partner with some local chefs.
Oh, sweet.
And so they give people some kind of inspiration and ideas for things to do with their fish. We've also sent out Alan Lovewell, who's my business partner. He's gone out on boats with a video camera and taken some really cool video of the fish being caught. And so you get to see what happens out there. And then we've done some fillet demonstrations as well. And just trying to give people all the resources so that they feel confident to create something awesome in their kitchen.
Very, very good. And yep, they're right there at Local Catch Monterey. You have a squid cleaning tutorial and a Tuesday calamari dinner recipe. Very good. Very, very good. So these are ways for you to get in touch with your fish. Now, lots of us don't know what to do if we see a sea dab, a sand dab, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And lots of us don't know the difference between halibut and swordfish and what the different flavors that might go good with them are, like a mustard glaze or a pesto glaze, or, you know, whether one's better barbecued or one's better poached. Lots of people don't know a lot about fish. And cooking fish is probably just as important as catching it. Because if you don't cook it well and you don't like it, you might not buy it again.
Yeah, and it's not difficult. It's not difficult at all, but people are really... I don't know how it came to be, but people are really easily intimidated by seafood and cooking seafood. And so we're trying to break that down, make people more comfortable, and kind of bring us back to the knowledge that used to be more common. And, you know, we give people a lot of ideas with our videos and with our recipes that we post online. But we've also found that we've really created a very active community of fish eaters.
And they share
and
their
recipes. And so we have a Facebook page, and they share their recipes. They submit photos of the things they've created, and folks are really proud of the things they've made in their kitchens. And that's one of the coolest things to see.
So what's been one of your favorite types of seafood that you've been able to offer? I mean, around here, if I get abalone or crab or... well, I like it all, so, but those are pretty special. Lobster would be really special.
Yeah, I like it all too, and that's been one of the big perks of doing this is getting some bonus extra shares to eat every week. But yeah, I can't pick a week I didn't really enjoy. It's always an adventure, and I feel challenged to create a new preparation every time I have some fish to work with. Today we had some members get sand abs and some members get white sea bass. White sea bass is really one of my favorites.
Love it.
Yeah, it's caught in small quantities, hook and line in Monterey Bay. Mm-hmm. Fishermen in Monterey, Moss Landing, and Santa Cruz are going out and catching those just a couple fish at a time. It's got a really nice taste. It's firm, meaty, but really, really succulent. And it's very versatile. You can grill it. You can do all sorts of things with it.
Yeah, you can grill it. You can wrap it in aluminum foil I've tried coconut butter with lime, basil, and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of, you can almost do anything to fish. If it's fresh fish, you can cook it with salt, pepper, and butter and have it be divine if it's cooked to the right consistency.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Whereas when I freeze fish, it's not going to taste good no matter what I do to it. Like if frozen, for me, the halibut just doesn't come out as nearly as good frozen as it does fresh. So this is an opportunity for people to get fresh fish every week and not have to worry about where it came from, whether or not it's been frozen, who caught it, how it was caught, and where the money is going from the store they bought it in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to somebody locally who needs some bills to pay.
Right. It's supporting our local community, and it's helping to keep these small local fishermen, you know, in business and alive.
Right.
And, you know, people value the fact that we do have working waterfronts here, and this is a way to help show your support for that and to keep that going. And
when you show your support for a business like this, the people who benefit from it, you and the fishermen, can then go ahead and support your business. If you have your own private business here, because they have more income coming in, it's more guaranteed. They feel more secure. So how? Let's shout out your website. I got a couple other things to get to. You're at localcatchmontereybay.com.
Yep.
Your email is localcatchmontereybay@gmail.com. You're at 345-5153, and you have a Facebook page called.
Well, if you just search for Local Catch Monterey Bay and Facebook, I'm sure you'll find us.
Right?
We don't have a physical location because we do deliveries to our pickup locations, but you can find us this Thursday and the first Thursday of every month at the Independent Marketplace here in Sand City, which is if you haven't been to it yet.
I haven't been to that yet.
Really fun, from 4 to 9 p.m. every Thursday. The first Thursday of every month. So it's over
by Sweet Elena's or something like that?
Yeah, it's just over here on Ortiz Avenue right here in Tiny Sand City. It's the biggest building in Sand City on the ground floor.
It's almost right here.
It's a couple blocks from where we are
right now.
Right,
yeah.
But it's a really fun celebration of local food and community. And so if anyone wants to learn more about our program, that's a great chance to come by this Thursday between 4 and 9 and come to meet us and ask us more questions if you still have questions.
All right. We have a caller. Do you have a question for Oren or myself? No, we don't. If you did, you got to call back, okay? Sorry about that, radio world. This is that's one of the benefits of not having a call screener and paying for my own show and coming in late in the evening when nobody else wants to come in and help me out in the studio. We get calls sometimes that just disappear. So localcatchmontereybay.com, localcatchmontereybay@gmail.com, and Oren's number where you can reach him is 345-5153. The website's great. You can peruse through the website. You can find out what the nearest drop-off point for you is, and you can go out and pick it up every Tuesday. Have great fish. You can eat it that night or the next day. Don't wait too long.
Yeah.
Get some fish. Fish is... Monterey, that's why people moved here in the first place.
And I think what people are finding, pieces of feedback that we've gotten from members is that this is just making one night a week, Tuesday nights in this case, just kind of a celebration of living here, of being privileged enough to live in this area where we have all this local food and being able to celebrate our local food resources with friends and family. And that's really cool. And people try this stuff and they say, I never knew what salmon actually should taste like before, and now I know, and I could never buy it from the supermarket again because this has changed my definition of what fresh fish should taste like. And that's really great to hear from folks. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So give it a try, and while you're picking up your fish on your Tuesday evening, head over to the farmer's market on Alvarado and support some local organic farmers. And it's a way for you as a human being who lives here in the county to take more responsibility for the greening of the planet, which is what we started to talk about at the beginning of the show. I got just a couple of more minutes, so I wanted to thank Oren immensely for coming in to the studio, taking your time to come in. And we'll have him back, and you can call in and ask him if he's got any particular recipes for your favorite fish or something he wants to share about fish. We could do this again sometime in the future. And I wish him the best of luck. I would assume that this is not a full-time job.
You're correct. You're correct. Not quite yet.
Yeah. So what else do you do?
So I work part-time at the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary.
Okay, great.
And help them out. So, yeah.
So that's sort of like part of MBARI or no?
It's part of NOAA. So it's federal agency.
Great.
But thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Great being here. I hope people will check out our website and learn more about it.
Check out the website. Give them a call and tell them you heard about it on KRXA. And eat fish. It's good for you. Eat fish, eat clams, eat all that stuff. It's all really good for you. Now, speaking of fish, I think there's some fish that might be swimming up towards Central Park right about now. This hurricane that came through over the last couple of days, I've seen some of the photos that have been coming through of sharks in New Jersey. I would imagine that some of these photos, though, are photoshopped, and you should be really careful about believing everything you see on the internet when you read the news anymore, because almost anything can be photoshopped. There was a picture of the storm around the Statue of Liberty the other day on the internet yesterday, and that was definitely a Photoshop picture. It looked like something out of a horror movie. And you can't believe everything you see or hear in the news anymore. And I think mostly the reason why you can't believe it is that other than this particular radio station and maybe a few select privately owned radio stations in the country today, possibly the BBC and for sure PBS, for the most part PBS, the news that you're getting is not news. It's paid for advertising. Whoever owns the news station gets to decide what's coming over the airwaves or over the television to you, and they get to decide the programming. And experiment with it. Go watch Fox News for a little one night, or watch Sean Hannity, or watch, what's the other crazy man's name? Glenn Beck, or you got Rush Limbaugh, you can listen to him. And then watch MSNBC and see how far away from each other they are. Watch Keith Olbermann or watch the Ed Schultz show on at night. And then watch PBS and BBC and make an opinion for yourself about what it is that you should believe in, because I don't think it's just my personal opinion, but the news these days is definitely, it's either slanted somewhat to the left, but mostly centrist, or it's leaning fairly far to the right. And the only places that you can get news like this and information like this is on what we consider to be alternative radio and alternative, if there is, alternative TV programs. I don't think there's much of it. You've been listening to What's the Point on KRXA 540 AM. Monterey, go out and have a great week. Buy some fish.